that expression is used.
Mm-hmm. What about if you knew a woman named with the last name of Cooper, and she was married? How would you refer to, say, that's
Mrs. Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if a preacher, let's say, who's not a regular preacher, you know, he does something else for a living, but he just preaches every now and then, here and there, and he's really not a very good preacher to begin with. What would you refer to him as? What kind of preacher is he?
I guess you'd say layman.
Maybe, have you ever heard people say jackleg preacher?
I've heard the expression, yes.
Do you know anything about that, what it's supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know when you speak of a jackleg. You're talking about somebody that's does just about anything. Variety.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if your mother had a sister, that would be your what?
Aunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about another girl's name beginning with the letter S?
Sybil. Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had an uncle named William, you'd call him what?
Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm. If you had one named John, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Mm-hmm. What about the man who was the commander of the Southern forces in the war between the North and the South? That was who?
General Lee. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen on television the advertisement for Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know that old gentleman in the white suit who has the...
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. What do you call the man who's in charge of a ship? He's the what?
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard maybe a colored man refer to his boss as captain?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, do white men who work for another man use the same word?
No.
Haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. What do you call the man who presides over the county court? He's the what?
He's the, circuit judge.
Mm-hmm. And a person who goes to college to study, he's a what?
Student.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who works in an office, you know, typing and filing and that sort of thing, she's a what?
Clerk.
Or, you ever heard that called anything else? That's the boss's...
Secretary.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call her a stenographer? To mean secretary?
Well, it's used, but I don't think it's, you know, used properly, because, you know, they use it as strictly a secretary and a clerk, because does everything, filing, so on and so forth.
Right, okay. What about a man who appears on stage would be an actor, and a woman would be a what?
Actress.
Mm-hmm. And what about your nationality, or anybody who's born in the United States is a?
U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm. Or you're not a German, you're an...
American.
Mm-hmm. What about not too long ago here in the South, there were separate facilities, you know, different places to eat, bathroom, water fountains, all that for the whites and
the colored.
Mm-hmm. What do colored people around here prefer to be called, referred to as colored or what?
Well, years ago they did. However, it's black now.
Black now. What about the proper name? Negro, do you hear that?
Negro, of course it's called different here. A lot of people say nigger.
Yeah. Well, would they not, is there some word that they would not prefer to be called?
Well, they definitely wouldn't want to be called nigger. And what, you know, my experience recently, all of them prefer to be called black.
Black. What about, but you and I, we would be what?
We would be Cajun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, if you were real mad, let's say with another white man, is there anything that you might call him that has to do with his race